This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking about Travis Hunter, the Heisman Trophy winner from Colorado, who's been given the defensive back cornerback shirt at the combine and wondering what you would do with him. So again, let's go around the room. If you're the head coach, maybe I put you in the GM position before. Now you're the head coach. What are you doing with him in a playoff game, Cakes? You're in the playoffs.
He flips primarily to wide receiver if I've been playing him as a corner. Because I need offense and I need to score.
You're playing him primarily as a receiver. EB, what are you doing in the playoffs?
He's playing corner primarily for his career. But, you know, maybe in a playoff game, maybe he ramps it up to like 25, 30, 40% of plays on offense too. But generally, I would say like maybe 20% of the time on offense.
Also, this is kind of far-fetched because he's not going to be in a playoff game anytime soon.
Right.
He's getting picked by the Titans, the Browns, the Jags, the Raiders, Patriots.
Patriots are going to score. They're going to score some points because I like their quarterback play.
True.
They're going to add a bunch of pieces.
It's just going to take a little time.
Don't expect
Travis Hunter to be in the playoffs in year one.
Jason Bishop, what are you doing? Playoff game. You're the coach of Travis Hunter.
I'm playing him where he played all year and then using him in certain situations offensively.
I'm
not going to completely take him off the defensive side of the ball.
By the way, here's
I'm giving
why,
him what he wants.
Here's why here's a great chance that he plays a lot of wideout. Because if you look at the top five teams, look at their depth charts at wideout. I'm not even really considering the Titans. I don't think they're going to take him at number one overall.
No.
Cleveland, they've got Jerry Jeudy, Elijah Moore, and Cedric Tillman. He would play in a lot of those
And they've
sets.
Already said they like him as a receiver.
The Giants at three, they've got Neighbors and Wandale Robinson. Okay, he's playing wide receiver there, at least on a part-time basis. The Patriots, I mean, aside from Kayshon Booty, Demario Douglas, like they don't have a lot there. He would play a lot of reps at wide out there too. And the Jags, I mean, the Jags are starting over. You pair him up with Brian Thomas Jr. and you've got a ridiculous 1-2 wide out combination.
Oh, I don't think
so.
There's,
like all those teams,
I don't think there's a team that would not play him at receiver at certain points.
He would have opportunity, especially with those.
But he's not going to 100% play receiver.
I guess I'm different than you. 800-636-1067. I'm going to primarily play him at receiver. He's taller than Ja'Marr Chase. I just was trying to look. I don't know his numbers, like what he's going to run at the combine and speed. And
he is
a spectacular receiver.
Right.
You're
he's
talking about the contested catches? It's not just the contested catches. As EB mentioned, he takes wide receiver screens to the house. Mm-hmm. He's been electric all his life, and I feel like if you put him just as a corner, you're getting rid of some of that electricity. Now, Deion Sanders is kind of the most recent guy that I think of that played wide receiver. And in most seasons, he didn't do much. But he actually had one season where he caught like 70 balls.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Well, also.
And look, you know, I keep bringing up the baseball example. And I understand it's a physical sport. But he did something that was unprecedented in baseball. And why can't Travis Hunter do something that's unprecedented in the NFL?
Because he's a fantastic defensive player.
He's
the best cornerback in the country.
It's harder to find a great corner than
he might
it is
also
a great
be the best receiver.
But we all
in the
know
country.
What's more important.
It could be
scoring. Points
I'm not disagreeing
is,
with you that
offense
I,
is more important.
I'm not disagreeing with you that I wouldn't play him on offense.
Like if I told you Justin
going,
Jefferson, could
I'm not
going
to 100% play him at receiver when I know he's a shutdown corner and he could be just as valuable on the defensive side of the ball.
But if I told you Justin Jefferson could play corner. Would you say, okay, we're going to take him off the field on offense and have him play corner?
If he was the best corner in the country coming out of college, yeah, I would play him a corner.
I just think it's harder to find an elite corner. The receivers are easier to find.
I don't know.
You also have to have a quarterback.
To find an elite receiver? Like, I think if Travis Hunter was a receiver, he's up there with Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson.
Well, I need to see it first.
Well, you've seen him in college.
He's a great.
Just because you do it in college doesn't mean it happens
of course,
in the pros.
The same thing might happen at corner.
If he comes in the league and scores 8 or 10 touchdowns playing primarily wide receiver, then you can start mentioning him amongst Chase, Justin Jefferson, and those studs.
I mean, it's not radical. Some of these GMs are saying they see him more as a receiver.
I would be surprised if a team only played him a receiver. I think whoever drafts him is
going to
play receiver, but I don't think he's going to 100% play receiver.
Right.
You can vote at Chunks Radio, our Surfside poll of the day. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. They're the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety, 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. You can only put 4 options and you can only write so many words. The 4 options are he plays corner only. He plays wide receiver only, plays both full-time, he plays both some.
If you were Dan Quinn and you had an opportunity and for some reason he slipped to you at 29 and you drafted Travis Hunter, you're telling me you're going to play Travis Hunter only at receiver?
No, I'm going to say I'm playing them both.
Yeah, but so you're going to play him 100%
well,
that's not receiver.
That's not what you're saying.
No, 100% at receiver.
You're saying you're primarily playing
him.
I was playing him both.
You said you're primarily going to play him at receiver.
The thing is, you can recreate it. And you could make it a new thing, but I can't think of anyone that's ever played part-time DB. It's not a thing.
I'm not playing him part-time. I'm going to Shohei Ohtani him.
He's going to play him all the time on both sides of the ball.
Oh, you're going to play him every play?
You can't.
I'm
going to
Shohei Ohtani him.
But even Shohei doesn't do it every day. He does.
Remember, yeah, he's off every fifth day.
The same guy that wanted Strasburg to rehab.
So you want him to take
majors,
100 of the offensive snaps, 100%
Again,
of the defensive snaps.
People would have said to Shohei, you have to pick one or the other. The vast majority of people would have said that.
It's not baseball.
It's not equivalent.
He doesn't pitch every day. He pitches every 5 days.
I could be proven wrong. He could get hurt, but that's what I would do. It worked for him in college. He may be the unicorn. Chuck Bednarik did it.
I just don't think in modern NFL football,
was that in the 60s?
You can play 100% of snaps on offense and 100% of snaps on defense. There's a reason why others haven't done it. He's not the only guy that has that kind of ability over the last 50 years.
But yeah, you can't do it.
But most of them get shut down by the time they get to college.
You can't
because the college coaches shut them down. But Deion Sanders worked with him and let him have the opportunity. And he flourished on both sides of the football.
The physical nature of the NFL is 10x times college.
I mean, we don't even
you just can't do it.
We don't even let receivers return punts.
Doesn't make sense.
You want them to play 100% of snaps on defense and 100% of snaps on
I would agree
offense.
With you.
No, I mean, I might modify a little bit. Again, I kind of like Valdez's theory kind of based on the opponent.
Don't steal it.
No, I mean, I'll adopt it, whatever you want to say.
The problem with
that is, I mean, I'll be willing to modify, but I don't want to take him off the field on offense where he is so dynamic.
He's also so dynamic on defense.
But the impact is much smaller.
A turnover?
That's not true.
He got 4 interceptions in a year.
That
dude, you just base it on stats. You don't watch any games.
He's going to have a huge...
Teams can't throw to his side. They can't.
I believe offense...
If they
much
did,
like Cakes,
if they
has a greater
to,
impact in the game.
If they always threw to his side, he would have had 15.
That's why Myles Garrett won 4 games or 3 games this year. Because you can still be the best defensive player.
Sorry, there's pushback, but offense more important than defense.
You can be the best defensive player
defense,
and still lose a team.
He can't play every single snap. I mean, that's absurd.
Okay, most receivers don't. Terry McLaurin doesn't play every single snap.
He can
snap.
Play in certain situations, but he can't play every single snap.
All right, look, we've heard each other yell at each other. I'm sick of yelling at each other. I've been doing it for 30 years. I want to puke. Mm-hmm. Bang out the calls. Let's go to George. George, what's up?
What's up, boys? First, real quick, Bish Bucks, yep. Man, your name's Bish Bucks. Think about the donks like us, and you'll laugh every single day, my boy. But going to Manny for...
You're just saying you're rich, and he's a brokey.
I'm far from rich.
Like us, man, and you'll laugh, bro. You'll laugh. Trust me.
Right. All right.
But as far as Travis Hunter, bro, I think I see him more as a wide receiver, and only because of a few things like JP has mentioned, and you guys have already discussed it, but also... He's built aesthetically more like Smitty, more like Manny Forbes. I don't see him having that kind of impact on a week-to-week basis as a corner unless you're going to put him on a shifty slot. So I see him more as a wide receiver where he does make the big plays. And to JP's point, to Cake's point, it's more of an impact consistently as opposed to on the corner as a cornerback. Like, can you see him on A.J. Brown? Like, how's that going to go?
Well, I mean, AJ Brown's a mismatch against almost every corner in the league. And I push back a little bit on him being built just like Manny Forbes.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I
Manny
have a problem
Forbes
with that.
Is an extreme he's an extreme case.
He's a stick figure.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
How many corners do you know that are built like Travis Hunter? Seriously.
He's 163.
6'1", 185 is what I saw.
I see 163.
Okay, well that's
he didn't
a major
look like
difference.
That.
He'll be heavier than
he doesn't
that.
Doesn't look like that when I see him. I mean, Manny Forbes looks like he's 100 pounds.
I mean, Daryl Green wasn't 6'2".
Right.
You don't have to be 6'2 to be a fantastic corner.
The guy had 92 catches this year in 12 games for 1,152 yards and 14 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I'm not taking that away. I'm not making that part-time.
Okay, but...
That's spectacular.
I'm not saying you don't have to make it part-time, but... You can't play him every snap.
It's fine.
You just can't.
But then I don't know how you could be a part-time DB. Like, you could be a part-time receiver. I just don't see how you could be, like, to Valdez's point.
Yeah.
Which I like the creative out-of-the-box thinking. But I just don't know how you can go three games and not play DB. But then in a big game, you do play DB. Like, you can't even be sharp that way. Like, I just don't think that's a thing.
I mean, what are you going to practice? Are you going to be practicing on the defensive side of the ball or offensive side?
I just don't know how you can be a part-time DB.
Well, that week, if I'm gearing up to have him play.
You get all his reps that week?
Yeah, get all your reps that week.
And also,
during the install.
Just looking at his stats, remember, he also played in the Big 12, where teams traditionally play very little or no defense. So some of those stats might be a tad inflated.
Yeah, but just use your eyes.
He's a fantastic player.
You mentioned
player.
Yourself the contested catches. Oh, I'm blown away by some of his talent. The one that it was basically like an out pattern in the end zone. Like he had no business of catching some of these balls.
Only
two guys had more catches than him in all of NCAA football this past season.
Yeah,
Jeremiah Smith and Nick Nash from San Jose State.
Yeah, there was a pass happy offense, no doubt. But you can't jump on the stats defensively and go he had no impact really. We only had four picks. He's the best cornerback in the country.
Well, he also was causing fumbles. He was pass breakups.
I know, but he just looks at stats and goes,
no, he's excellent. I just don't think you make as big of an impact on defense as you can on offense. And I'll bring up several defensive players.
Do you think
players.
The Commanders would like a shutdown corner?
Of course.
They went out and traded three draft picks to get one.
Not high ones.
Well, it's because he's always hurt, and he's been in the league 6 years.
The guy was a perennial Pro Bowler.
Those guys are. That's you're
sucks.
Willing to.
They botched that one. All right, Hold on. Let's go to Crystal. Let's go Crystal and Olney. Hey, how are you?
Hey, boys. Love your show. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Love you. Thank you.
All right. So I lived in Colorado for about 15 years, so go Bob. Love Travis Hunter. I'm also a diehard Patriots fan and would love to see him come to us at number three. What I think you do is you play him on offense. You bring him in for third and long. You bring him in possibly in a red zone and a pass-heavy offense. That's what I think.
So he's like a nickel corner type
right.
thing?
You need him to slip the four. The Patriots pick
four.
Yeah,
they draft four, right?
Okay.
They're taking a big line.
It also kind of depends on whoever drafts him, what they have at corner. I mean, if they got two really good corners, it's a different story.
Crystal,
but
we have Jonathan Jones, and he can learn from Kyle Duggar as well. But I mean, I still like him as a wideout. I still like him as a wide receiver, and would bring him in once in a while based on the defense. or based on the offense, I'm sorry, to go third and long.
Crystal, are you a smoker?
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
I just have a deep voice.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you for the call. Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Was it the deep voice or like the scratchy?
It was like scratchy. It was almost like a voice
a raspy.
Box. Yeah, there's something about it.
What if she said yes, she was a smoker? What would you
then
say?
I would just felt like I was a genius.
I've never seen you miss before.
That was a big whiff. Huge whiff.
In all these
did
years.
You not sense it? Did you not
no,
sense it?
I think I kind of did too, but yeah, every yeah. time you've ever asked a female,
yeah. she's a smoker.
She always says yes.
No, I didn't know it was that good.
Because it's usually obvious.
I thought that one was pretty obvious.
Whiff.
I thought she was. All right, let's go to... Let me see. Gary, Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up? Gary, are you there? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, Junks. I think what I do with them is I play him on.
He's listening to the radio.
No,
you didn't bet him.
Please say goodbye to Gary.
He's listening to the radio for sure. He's a dummy.
One out of every 100 guys does that.
All right.
No, he whiffed.
Yeah.
You whiffed, he whiffed.
Brian, the Plata. Brian, what's up?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, guys. First off, Sauce Gardner's a stick figure, and he's a shutdown cornerback, so you don't have to have a big stature to be a cornerback.
Well, you've seen Daryl Green. This is probably 130 pounds. Come on.
True, yeah, and I wholeheartedly agree cornerback is more important than a receiver. Remember, a receiver can score a touchdown, and a cornerback can prevent touchdowns, and the best ones can also make touchdowns with pick sixes. And I don't think it's physically possible he can play on both sides of the ball all game unless they're doing a liquid IV enemas to him on the sideline. It's just not possible. So he's got to be a shutdown corner. That's where he's going to be best for his team.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, buddy.
Right. I basically agree with you.
We'll see how it plays out. Just tell me the last time, and you can probably find it real quick because I'm just saying it on top of my head, that a corner will be the next highest paid player in the NFL after quarterback, because that's what they're saying about Ja'Marr Chase.
Right.
A wide receiver is going to be the next highest paid player if you take all the quarterbacks off the board.
Right. You know why? Mm-hmm. Because they have a bigger impact and they score.
Yes,
they score
cakes.
Points, which is the whole point of the game.
Yes. Was Darrell Revis ever up there as one of the higher paid guys?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
That was 10 years ago. We're talking about 2025.
I mean,
the highest paid guys are
wasn't like it was 100.
Quarterbacks and wideouts. That's okay. Who gets paid the most.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. And
I just
rushers.
Think it's easier. Yeah. What's easier to find? A Pro Bowl receiver or a Pro Bowl corner?
It's tougher to find a shutdown corner.
I would say it's probably mathematically equal.
There aren't that many like legit shutdown corners.
I mean, maybe I should say elite corner versus an elite receiver. It seems like you got a dozen like top receivers every year.
Well, there's probably a dozen corners, but you're not studying it so much.
No, there's not. There's not a dozen corners that you put in the same realm as your
top receivers.
There aren't
a dozen Patrick Sertans.
No. There's like two or
and
three.
Cakes, there's no chance Dan Quinn is primarily or 100% going to use Travis Hunter as receiver.
Well, I know he's not going to use him as anything because he picks 29.
Get him,
okay, so he doesn't have to worry about
all right,
that
well, you're
decision.
Missing my point.
Okay.
There's certain teams that need a cornerback,
right.
A shutdown corner, and they're not going to – just because he's a great receiver and you can score points, they're not all going to say you play 100%
may
receiver.
Maybe the case, but – they're going to trot him out at receiver. If he's a full-time corner,
I would agree with
he's
that.
He's going to get packages playing wide out at a minimum.
No, he should, 100%. Don't throw away that receiver talent.
If I'm Cliff Kingsbury, I'm borderline fighting Dan Quinn to try to get him on my offense.
Top 10 highest paid non-quarterbacks. Five are actually on defense. Five are on offense. All five are wide receivers. A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. And Justin Jefferson.
Defensively, mm-hmm. What are they?
Mostly edge guys like Nick Bosa, Chris Jones. This is the oldest because I had Aaron Donald on there.
Right.
Josh Allen. And Brian Burns. And TJ Watt up there. So, 800-636-1067 is the number. Coming up next, though, we'll shake it up. Open up EB's entertainment page here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Did you turn off your heater completely, Jason? You won't turn your air conditioning on for a while, though, right?
Oh, no.
You're a windows guy.
Turn the heat down to 63 on the main level and 60. I think it was on 63 on the upstairs level, too.
Nice. All right, let's open up the entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax.
I opened up my French doors out in the back of my house, opened up the door. I mean,
it was silly.
It was just awesome.
Let the fresh air in.
Sir.
I'm going to be out there again today. All right, entertainment page driven by BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW of Center of Excellence Award winner. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW of Fairfax. As for my girl Miriam, she's general manager. You can check them out, bmwfairfax.com. I told the story of how I got locked out of my car. So by some bizarre way, the sensor didn't go off in the trunk. I should have called Miriam.
Hey, I'm getting a lot of texts from BMW owners.
Yeah, they're telling me how dumb I am and
stuff.
All right, go ahead.
The app, you can unlock it from your app.
That's what I said.
I know. And then also, like, if you call BMW, they will do it for you remotely. There's a billion ways you could get, you could have gotten in your car.
Yeah, and I have the app, and I think I used it a couple years ago for something similar. Like, I didn't get locked out, but I think it just wouldn't, I don't know, wouldn't open or something. No, you're right. I didn't think of that. I was so distraught. I wasn't thinking properly.
You were tilted. You're on life tilt.
Yeah,
it happens.
I was in a tunnel. I was livid.
Not an elite problem solver.
I would never argue that.
That's what I've learned that about you today.
No.
You're not a good problem solver.
I can be, but in a high stress situation, I will falter. A high stress situation.
You're gonna be a fumbler.
My daughter was choking to death, and I ran circles around the car. I didn't know what to do. My wife immediately gets into action. She gives her the Heimlich. She saves her life. And I'm running around fumbling for 911.
You would crumble in like an escape room.
I've never done one, and I don't desire to, but I don't think I would do great. I would not do great in a high pressure.
I was in one. I didn't do great. It was but hard to get out.
Did it feel like it was high pressure?
I mean, it was just tough.
I mean,
you got like
a timer.
Yeah.
You got to get out.
It was hard. Maybe about, because you're doing it. Usually, are you competing against somebody else in another room?
No, you're usually just like competing against the clock or...
And what happens if you don't escape? And they just open it up and say you're a loser.
I know.
I'm just wondering what the company does.
You can hit like a panic button or whatever.
And they'll let you out. You have a limited time, right?
Yeah.
Because they're putting new people in that dumb room over and over and over again.
These dummies have been stuck for an hour. Let them out.
I think my daughter's volleyball team, they did half the team was in one room, half was the other, and they were competing. See who could get out of the room,
right?
You know, first.
There's one right across from the Potbelly I go to all the time.
Yeah,
I don't think I'd, in Rio. I don't think I'd be sized.
No.
I will. I will freely
claustrophobic.
Then a high pressure situation like that.
This is what you know.
I get frustrated.
Next time that happens, you'll solve the problem.
You learn. You gotta make sure it's up to date.
You learned from a mistake.
Yeah, I botched it. Sorry, I botched it. Because I do have the app,
and you. Spent $100.
But you know
what's funny? You donated $100 to Uber.
I totally did. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I got a text from my wife today. She was just, and she copied me the text or whatever. She's checking in on Steven, who's flying out to Montana to go snowboarding.
Oh, right. Very nice.
They say out west. Is that considered west, Montana?
Montana, definitely west.
No, it's east. It's
definitely west.
It's southeast.
I don't know where it is.
It's not west coast, but it's west.
West.
No, it's right below Georgia.
Okay, sure. They say out west, the snow, you can't even relate to it. It's nothing like east snow, like skiing.
It's fluffy and powdery.
Well, it's also, he said, where he's going, you could take a week to go on all the slopes or whatever. There's just so much.
Sure.
Anyway,
my buddy built a house in Bozeman, just outside of Bozeman. Yeah. I can't remember the town. And he goes out there, I don't know, a few times a year.
Rich. He's so rich.
He's not poor. Yeah. But he says there's literally, like, there'll be a grizzly bear just at his front porch.
And then you're friends with Jamie Dutton.
You know what? You know what the best part about his house? There's no people there.
There's definitely no people.
I mean, it's so desolate. Look up the population of Montana.
It's like population of 20.
I mean, nobody lives there. And it's a massive state.
Yep.
But Dee sends me this text, and she's just checked in with him. Steven, are you set for your flight? I'm not keeping track. I didn't know when you were leaving. He said, yeah. I had to change it, though, because I went to the wrong airport. I went to LaGuardia instead of Newark.
I mean, I kind of did that bit
and
recently,
I've done that.
I don't know if I'm going to go skiing the rest of my life. You're talking about skiing. In my 20s, I went skiing.
Yeah.
My brother's going skiing. He's visiting his daughter who's doing a semester abroad in Switzerland. He's going skiing 4 days in a row in Switzerland.
In Lugano?
Yeah, yeah.
In Lugano? That's where my daughter was. My daughter was in Lugano.
Does he have like
Lugano.
Does he have the special avalanche pack in case he gets swallowed up by an avalanche?
It's funny that you say that because my wife kept saying she's nervous about, getting out. And I go, why? It's just skiing. Who gives a crap? He's, be fine. Mm-hmm. And she goes, well, I've never heard of this. Have you ever heard of like tree wells?
No.
Ever heard of
that?
Don't
know what that
is. I think that's the phrase. A skier would know.
Des wells.
Apparently, if you go skiing between trees, like some people do that.
Okay.
She keeps asking him, do you go snowboarding and skiing or whatever between the trees? I didn't know this, but if a tree's leaned over or something, you could see there could be an air pocket or something underneath.
It's a little valley.
Sucks you in.
Yeah, you could get sucked in and you could donk yourself. Oh, I don't know what could happen. I didn't even know that was a thing.
It's also known as a spruce trap.
Yeah, and then he says he's always on the lookout for that. And if he ever does do that, he does it with 10 people.
Did you see those snowboarders that got caught in the avalanche?
No. Does that happen in Montana?
Well, I don't know what state it was in. I just saw the video. It wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know what it is, EB? It's when you have a big tree like Cakes has in front of his yard.
Yes. Right.
And then the snow comes down. Yeah. No, it's not even a lean over. The snow comes down, but the snow's caught on the tree.
Oh.
So then kind of around the tree, underneath the tree, there's no snow.
And then so people just pummel themselves? Or do they
it's almost like a trap in the woods. You step on it and you fall down.
Yeah, yeah. Do you just die down there? Like, what happens?
You probably won't find you, or you might suffocate or run out of food and water.
This was in Colorado on February 22nd, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
It's a snowboarder killed in avalanche in Colorado.
Right. I mean, I'm assuming he's not going to go on uncharted waters. He's probably going to go where most of the tourists go.
Yeah, I would hope.
But who knows?
According to Wikipedia, EB, if someone lands in such a well.
Yeah.
And this does happen to hikers, snowshoers, skiers, mm-hmm. snowboarders, and snowmobilers. It can often be too deep for them to climb up before they're buried.
By the way, this is a weird, this is a side
fun way to go.
I'm in a weird Twitter algorithm, and I know why I keep getting them because I must have clicked on one, and now I get them all the time.
Yeah.
Of I get animations of weird ways that people get donked off.
Right up your alley. You love that.
Yesterday I got an animation of a guy.
Where are you getting this?
Just on my Twitter feed.
Okay.
So yesterday I got an automated video of a guy who was working on an assembly line. Putting boxes on a conveyor belt. And there are robots around him. And the robot is supposed to grab the boxes mm-hmm. and put them on the conveyor belt. But the guy was holding a box. So the robot said, I'm going to grab the box. Instead, it grabbed the human, slammed him down on the conveyor belt.
That was it.
Crushed him, and they pulled him out, and they took him to the hospital. They said, he's not going to make it. He got crushed by a robot. So now I'm getting these, on a daily basis.
It's in my algorithm.
What's in your For You
I guess,
column?
Yeah, your FYP.
Why would you ever go to the For You
yesterday, I got a woman who tried to get into an elevator, but her foot got stuck, and then her foot had the doors close on it, and it amputated her foot, and blood is squirting everywhere. And it's horrible.
I know. It's Zach D. Films. I get the same thing.
Yeah.
If Stevie does get trapped underneath the snow, Zach D. Films showed you that you can make a poop chisel.
What is that?
Where you have a duty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. What does that do?
And you wait for it to freeze, and you can use it like an ice pick.
To build a tunnel?
To build a tunnel or get yourself out.
You use whatever tools at your disposal to get out and free yourself.
Wow.
Maybe those videos are going to help me save my life one day, Valdez.
The poop chisel.
Maybe they'll come in handy.
Right, by the way, we got a free... I don't know if you all get it. I'm on that list from Sarah and Debbie Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what we got this time?
I got a silly.
I got a fire blanket.
What?
Yeah.
If there's a fire in my a grease fire on my
stove, that what it was?
Just grab the fire blanket, bang, cover it up, and no more fire.
Oh, really?
House saved.
All right. I was wondering what that was. I didn't open it.
It's a
big piece of rubber.
Have you ever re-gifted a Debbie and Sarah Reynolds gift?
I think that'd be impossible. No offense.
Sometimes you get a good question. I don't know.
I'm begging you to bring it in studio and throw it on JP when he's playing it.
Well, you'd do it at every segment.
Please.
I'm just kidding.
It's a good
relax.
Thing to have around in the studio.
Mr. Flame, just relax over there.
Right. Safety first.
Why don't we do this? When we come back, we'll actually get into the EP. I'll tell you some stories on Will Smith, Justin Bieber. Actually, and even a mild update on the Firefest and that donk Billy McFarland.
Yes.
All right. We'll do that when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
All right. You got Will Smith. You got Justin Bieber. I forget the third thing. You teased like three different things.
The Billy McFarland.
Oh, Billy
guy.
McFarland.
I'll give you that update first. So we talked about how they put out tickets for Firefest, and they rain, even though they have no acts yet.
They have a venue?
They have a venue. It's in Mexico somewhere. Just assume it's a beautiful place in Mexico, April 25th through the 28th. And the tickets go for something like, I think they're like $1,500 up to, you could actually, for some sort of like $1 million ticket or something you could do, which no one are going to buy, of course. But apparently the company that's putting out the tickets has guaranteed refunds.
Okay.
So it's soldout.com, I think, is the name of the company. I thought I saw that. Soldout.com. They're partnering with Billy McFarland. So that should take away, I guess, in theory, some of the anxiety about getting a ticket for something that was such a disaster the first go around.
There
if
must
the
be
event
some,
doesn't go off, you get your money back.
There must be some idiots who buy these $1 million tickets, though, because we've seen that at, you know, whether it's the Jake Paul fight or the Super Bowl, where they'll create some, like, seats which are right there, ringside, or some idiots are buying
those. The thing that would make me raise my eyebrow here is, look, these festivals and big get-togethers and concerts, like, they're planned months out in advance. Like the Ocean's Calling lineup for, I think, September, early October. That lineup's already out. That's 3 days worth of acts. Mm-hmm. This event is happening May 30th, which is not that far
it's
away.
Not that far.
And we haven't heard one single act being booked.
Right.
Like, that's what I'd be concerned about if I were going to plunk down my money, which I would never do, and fly down to Isla Mujeres in Mexico.
Well, I wouldn't go. Just
can you translate that, Cakes?
Island of the Dead, I believe. Or
Mujeres is women.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
You thought it was dead?
Yeah, what's
Muertos.
I don't know.
Muertos is dead.
I don't even know what it is.
I mean, McFarlane's an idiot, but if he holds an event called the Dead Island.
That was my poor Spanish translation.
Cakes, you have a death fetish.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think so.
You're kind of obsessed with it.
No, it's Dia de los Muertos. It's Day of the Dead. So I got Muertos mixed up with Mujeres.
Right.
Look, I took 4 years of Spanish in high school. That was a long time ago.
Hombres, Mujeres.
Okay. It's way in the rearview mirror.
All right, so Will Smith, I don't know. He's in the news again.
Because?
This time he apparently was on stage.
He's got an album coming out, I believe.
Yeah, he was, I guess, performing at some show in Miami when he was, dancing or performing with this other pop singer who's 39 years old. He's 56 years old. Her name is, I guess, India Martinez. And they're like, really intimate on stage. It looks like he kissed her.
Well, don't they have, like, an open marriage? Maybe Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith?
I guess they still do.
Hasn't that been a public thing for years?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Man, that guy sullied his name, man.
Oh, man.
There's no coming back.
I don't think there's much coming back from it. This is...
I thought it was a hoax at the time, too.
What?
When he slapped Chris Rock.
So
it just did not seem believable.
Yeah, he just lost his mind.
He can save it with a good I Am Legend follow-up. Isn't he doing the sequel at some point?
Is he really?
I think so.
I thought he died in I Am Legend.
Maybe it's a prequel. I'll have to look up I Am Legend reboot, see if anything comes up.
I Am Still Legend.
Yeah.
This is interesting to me.
I don't think they ever show him dying.
Okay.
But the final scene is when the girl and the boy get out. And he's in there with the dead.
Right.
And they kill him, I think.
The Skinwalkers, is that their name?
Whatever it was, yeah.
They were
brutal.
I don't know if that's correct.
It does say here he is set to reprise his role.
Something Walkers.
Dark Seekers.
Not a walker
at all. Dark Seekers, got it.
Cakes, this is something, I will say, I don't live my life this way. I don't go around and go, oh, there are no black people in that, or there are no Chinese people there.
Yeah.
Or, I just don't live my life that way. That's not how I process things. But I guess this is groundbreaking. There's going to be a new, I guess, all black cast or majority black cast daytime soap opera.
Yes, there is.
Oh, really? Okay.
And I guess if you think about it, I guess that's probably true, right?
What's the name? I think I've seen ads for it.
I think it's called Beyond the Gates.
Yeah, I've seen ads for that on, and it's, I don't know, if it's on my Twitter feed.
It's going to be on CBS, and this is cool, I guess. It's not something I've ever thought about, but I guess it's
true. It seemed like a mostly black cast, but there was definitely at least one white woman in the ad.
Oh, okay.
So maybe they throw the whiteys a little bit of a bone here and there.
Put one in there, yeah.
But the show is based in Maryland.
Oh, it is.
Interesting.
Okay. I think it's based in, I don't know if they use the city of Potomac.
Right.
But I think that's what's supposed to be based.
So it's like a faux Potomac setting. Okay.
They say is this true? There hasn't been a new soap opera, or at least maybe not on CBS, since Passions debuted in 1999. Is that
never
true?
Never heard of Passion.
It ended in 2008.
Daytime soap operas. Most of them have been around forever.
Yeah.
They still crank out Days of Our Lives and General Hospital. And
right. Right.
All My Children.
As the World Turns, is that still a thing?
I don't think that's one. Bold and the Beautiful?
Maybe. I will admit, I did used to watch Santa Barbara when I was in college. I consumed that for a few years while I was in college. That's long been defunct, as far as I know.
Cakes, I'd be interested in this. Apparently, there is a toilet worth $6 million.
It's not here at Odyssey, I know
or
that.
Or at least it's been insured for $6 million. It's some artist created it. It's a all-gold 18-karat toilet.
It seems like a waste of perfectly good gold to me.
It's in some castle somewhere.
Okay.
And I guess
Italy.
So I guess some dudes went in there and stole it. They stole the golden toilet.
Well, I mean, if it's worth $6 million, it's worth stealing.
Price of gold keeps hitting new highs all the time. All gold is doing is going through the roof.
Crop Metcalf just put that in my house.
The gold toilet?
I have no idea. Is it in the 2000s?
Maybe 2728. I don't know. I have no idea. I think
Costco,
in that range.
Costco started selling gold, like small gold bars.
I think they sell out right
away. They sold out. Anytime, they just sell out.
$2,919.
Yeah. I think it keeps setting new all-time highs. It's crazy.
Would you use that if you're in that Italian castle?
If I was allowed to,
and you had a wave.
Yeah. Hold on, are you allowed to use it, or is it just a work of art?
I don't know. It's a functioning toilet.
Looks like it's in piping and everything. Yeah.
Use it.
Yeah, looks like an industrial toilet. It looks silly in your house.
Better have that Lysol toilet cleaner, that bowl cleaner, too.
Do you think the gold...
What'd you say it was worth?
It was insured for $6 million. That's what I saw.
Oh, okay. Yes, it was insured for $6 million.
Yeah.
The value of the gold at the time was $2.8
million. When they made it. Yeah, I mean, the gold is just, yeah. It's
I might clench up.
You don't think you can release?
I don't think you
wouldn't want to
christen the toilet. Yeah.
You wouldn't want to hurt it or anything?
I might leave a mark on the bowl.
That'd be terrible.
Oh, man.
So anyway, somebody just stole that, or three people did. They're saying a woman admits to trying to defraud Elvis Presley's family by auctioning off Graceland. What'd she do? Just claim she owned it and tried to auction it off?
Yeah, she faked the paperwork and tried to sell Graceland.
Oh, Jesus. That's what they say basically can happen to your home.
Right.
People steal your title or something.
Just pwn your title and all of a sudden your house is gone.
I don't want that to happen to anybody, but it would be funny if it happened to Jason and it took him like a year to resolve it. Like, not that it...
Happened.
But I would just
laugh
like for
that.
Him to have the stress of it for like a year and then resolve it.
Why would you want that?
Because you're smiling. Because
is that why you're saying it?
No, because I just think it would be a little bit funny. But I would never want you to
maybe
lose your home.
I
would never want you to lose your home.
You'd be on life till for a whole year.
I hope you lock your keys in your trunk again today.
Probably
spend another $100 on it.
Probably will. Although I'll remember to use my app next time. Anything else out there? Let me see that I had.
Hey, real quick. Did you see the story about the couple that was flying from Melbourne, Australia to Qatar?
With the dead body next to them?
And the woman sitting next to them went to the bathroom.
Yeah.
When she came out of the bathroom, she collapsed in the aisle and died.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they put her next to this couple in a seatbelt with a blanket over for 6 hours. They flew the rest of the trip.
Like, if your flight is full, what else are you going to do with the body? I guess you could drag it back.
Well, the story says...
Can't you just go to the nearest airport and donk her off?
They're probably flying over water.
Yeah. Well, why don't you just open a door, throw her at the window? I mean, well, who needs her?
The whole plane goes down if you do that.
The couple said the flight crew would not let them change seats for the rest of the flight. There must have been open seats.
Oh, well, then, yeah. If they're open seats,
they asked them to remain seated. They said you have to stay seated as medical staffers address the body upon landing. I don't get that at all.
If every seat is taken, I understand.
It says they wouldn't let them move seats.
But again, if...
Yeah, I understand.
If all the seats are taken, you drag the corpse back to like where you serve
the bathroom,
food, and you wrap it in a bunch of blankets, and then you don't prop it up like Weekend at Bernie's.
The couple was not happy.
In a seat next to a paying customer. That's just bad customer service.
Don't you have like access to the baggage area from
you would think
somewhere? You just open the hatch and throw
Force
it down
One.
There?
I saw Harrison Ford like climb a ladder. There was a whole city underneath the main compartment of the aircraft. Just dump the body down there.
But if there were open seats and they didn't let them move for whatever
reason,
that's
outrageous.
That's the worst.
I know you saw
airline in the country.
The Southwest airline that landed
and almost hit the other.
And then there was a private plane crossing in front of it, and then it picked up and flew over.
It was in Chicago.
Yeah, so
saved everybody's life.
Yep, I saw that.
What is going on?
Yeah, it's.
I mean, that's beyond a near miss.
Not only that, at Reagan National this past week. A plane was coming in from Boston. They had to wave it off because there was another plane about to take off on the runway where the plane from Boston was about to land.
What is going on? I'm flying tomorrow.
Yeah,
and they figure it all out.
You better get a double at the airport. Two doubles.
I haven't needed to drink for 20 years.
Well, now you're going to have to.
I'm going to have to drink.
I think you're going to have to.
But you always have.
What time's your flight?
I drink, but not before a flight.
Yeah, before the flight.
I haven't needed to drink before a flight.
All right, we got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.